It's going to be another exciting summer for Delaware, not only at the beaches, but statewide. We're seeing enhancements to our Beer, Wine, and Spirit Trail, which is now the Delaware on Tap application, which is welcoming new locations almost every month now, with Stitch House Brewery in Wilmington and now Iron Hill Brewery in Rehoboth Beach. On top of that, there have been several hotels that have had some beautiful renovations, like the Hilton Christiana and the Belmore down at the beach. So there's a lot of new and exciting things to explore.
In regard to the trails, you mentioned the alcohol trail and there's the history trail. How popular have those been thus far? Have you been getting a lot of good feedback from people here in the state?
We've been getting great feedback on the trails. And what's special about the Trails of Discovery is that it's all pre-packaged. So the visitor knows, we've been to these locations, we're recommending these discoveries to you, and we've packaged it all, so all they have to do is pick which kind of flavor they like on the Beer, Wine, and Spirits Trail or which outdoor adventure they like and head out and discover Delaware.
You mentioned the beaches, but you also mentioned there's a lot going on all throughout the state. In the past few years, we've had the Firefly Festival here in Dover. How big of a deal has that been for the state of Delaware?
Firefly has been huge for Delaware, and in fact, in some of our statistics, each year we've seen the average age of our traveler go down just a little bit. We know it's a big market for millennial travelers, and that kind of changes our voice and our tone as we reach out to them. Every year we sponsor at least for the last three years, we sponsor the Visit Delaware Beach Volleyball Courts, which are in the camping hub. And it's an opportunity for us to talk to everyone and say, hey, if you love these beach volleyball courts, drive 25 minutes to award-winning beautiful beaches.
And talking about the beaches, I know actually Governor Carney is giving a tour of the beaches. And can you talk about some of the stuff that people might see on that tour, some of the new things that are opening business-wise in the beaches?
Absolutely. So the governor is visiting Iron Hill Brewery's newest location in Rehoboth Beach, as well as visiting some of the businesses that are along the avenue, which includes a sneak peek of the new courtyard at Dogfish Head Brewery, a stop at the classics like Grotto and Thrasher's, and then he's heading down to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Big Chill Beach Club, which is an absolute gem. At the Delaware Seashore State Park. It is beautiful views of not just the sunrise, but the sunsets are incredible there.
I'm speaking with Delaware Tourism Director Liz Keller. Liz, there's talk in some of the counties here of implementing a hotel tax, mainly in Newcastle County, and some hotel owners in the state have said that that would make hotels in Delaware less competitive than others in the region. How do you feel about that? Do you think if they do implement a hotel tax, could that possibly affect tourism this summer?
So for the tourism industry, we rely heavily on hotel and lodging for revenue. And the Hotel Lodging Association is the best source of information for how that would impact the lodging industry. What we can say is any reinvestment into the tourism organizations would help reinvest in drawing more visitation to the state.
There was a recent Supreme Court decision allowing sports betting throughout the country, and Delaware has less hoops to jump through because it's already kind of legal here in the state. They could be the first one in the country to have sports betting entirely legal and ready to go. Do you anticipate any influx of tourists who might just want to come here and bet on sports?
Some of our top visitation with motor coach travel, so the travelers who come on a motor coach to visit Delaware, their top destinations are our casinos. And so we hope that that will just increase visitation to that group as well.
Is there anything else the state is promoting this year other than the trails, the beach tourism, Firefly? Is there anything else worth mentioning this summer that both Delawareans and people visiting the state can look forward to?
Well, we invite everyone to like us on Facebook, or go to visitdelaware.com, you can actually see our brand new virtual reality tour of Delaware. And there may be something there that even if you've traveled here before or you live here, something new to discover when you view the website or the new video. There's a lot of new activities. We have a roundup of what's new at the beaches, including an extra day for the Eating Rehoboth tour, which is phenomenal. So we invite people to go to visitdelaware.com and learn more about the state.
Can you tell me more about the Eating Rehoboth tour?
So the Eating Rehoboth tour is a 3-hour culinary tour of different destinations throughout Rehoboth. And they've actually added an extra day this year because it has become so popular. And you have a tour guide that takes you to each site. You have a tasting at each site. And you also learn about the history of Rehoboth along the way. And it's a great time for you and your friends or your family to get together.
We talked, I think it was later last year, about the new ice rink in Lewis. The state has this Winter Wonderland program. How much tourism do you anticipate after the beach season is over, heading into the winter? How much more of a destination is Delaware becoming as a result of these new efforts?
Delaware is becoming a year-round destination. You see that with festivals like Sea Witch or Winter Wonderfest, which saw thousands of visitors this year and actually saw an increase of visitors with the ice rink that was there this year. You know, what we're seeing is there's a lot more events to explore in the off season. And now even DART, their Lewis Transit Center, is going to have off season routes. So you can travel through the ease of having someone else take the steering wheel for you and explore the beaches even in the off season.
Yeah, it helps to have someone else behind the wheel, maybe when you're going on the alcohol tour or other stuff like that.
Well, and there's tons of great brew bus tours and discovery tours that they actually take you around to the craft beverage location and organize the tours for you.
All right, Liz, anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that we're excited for the summer season, and everyone head to visitdelaware.com to find your next discovery.